Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I held a cup standing
with his hand on his car. So SRV brings us back the late, great CB Ray at his best. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. I also want to tell you about a book by my good friend Joel Labava, Become a Franchise Owner. This is an outstanding book that will help you get yourself started. It'll educate you. You'll learn about what it takes to be a franchisee. I'm sure you can find out about being a franchisor in there as well. Joel, thanks again for being here. Joel's been with us now for about 13 years. We couldn't do without him. What advice do you have these days for franchisees, people who are thinking about starting a business? Let me ask you this question. Is it with the economy doing as well as it's doing, is it a better time for franchisors, people launching a franchise, than it is for somebody to buy a franchise?
I think it's a little of both, but I think I need to digress for a minute, a little bit. You know, I partied with Cheap Trick when I was a DJ, when I was on the radio many years ago.
Yeah.
And somehow,
he's talking about Stevie Ray, folks.
I missed Stevie Ray Vaughan.
How'd you do that?
I'm not sure if it was the age, but only 15 years ago did I start listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Right.
So I'm not sure what
happened. And that was after he died.
yeah. So anyway, back to the franchise world.
We cover the waterfront here, folks. We spit plattered. We talk a little business. Go ahead, Joel. Of course, he's
right. Hey,
besides he's
know,
in Cleveland, folks.
In the rock
exactly. He's in
of
Cleveland.
The world.
So we're going to cut him some slack.
That's right. I'm 10 miles away from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think that when the economy is gangsters, when the stock market is really high, more people are willing to take a risk in general to either start a franchise company to create a concept or to turn their independent business into a franchise, or take a shot at the American dream and become the owner of a franchise. And I have noticed in the last, I would say, 3 to 4 months, there has been a serious uptick on the side of people wanting to become business owners,
mm-hmm.
becoming franchisees. The people that I am talking to have pretty good net worth, definitely way above average. I am finding, though, that about 50% of them they come across like they want to do it, but there's a little nervousness, and I think it has to do with just kind of the whole global thing going on right now with China, Iran, Russia. I mean, there's just a lot of really kind of goofy stuff going on right now.
But you know, Joel, I've seen this over the years. I've made a living in selling and consulting like you in different ways over the years.
Right.
Good times, bad times. And the way that I solve that problem for myself and for other people is I don't go into anything without at least two, maybe three financial projections. And one of them is always what would it look like? How would I recover when it all turns to mush? And if you can't capitalize that scenario, if you aren't ready to cover a 20% or more drop in your projections from when things are going great, if you can't cover that part of it, then you probably shouldn't do it. You see what I mean? You ought to. So if it takes $50,000 in working capital to keep a franchise going today in 2019, it might take $75,000 to that you need to handle a you know, if the economy went down to 1.5% growth. I mean, that's how I did it. And if you take that to a bank, you take a conservative, an ultra-conservative projection to the bank and still show them you can pay them back, that makes them happy. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I think that today's bankers like to see realists. They like to see people who have a good reality-based business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great idea. Come in, at least have a couple business plans stashed. Bring one to the bank, but definitely, I think that's a great idea.
Well, like for example, you could. I would say to a franchisor, the people I was talking to, I would say, what is your model look like if you're projecting, for my pizza business, you're projecting $20,000 a month in sales. What would this look like if it was $12,000 a month in sales? You know, what if that went on for 9 months or whatever? I think that would make people, it would give them something to shoot for so they'd know when to pull the trigger if they were being cautious. What do you think?
That's right. And the great thing is the franchisees, especially the ones that have been around for more than a few years, can actually answer that question because they've mm-hmm. probably been through those ups and downs, mm-hmm. and they can maybe even look at their records and say, "Here's what I did, and here's what happened."
Yeah, and one of the indicators of their records might be where they show you the year that they didn't make any money. They didn't take any money themselves. That might be one of their records, Joel. And of course, you and I wouldn't know anything about that.
We just heard stories
about that, didn't we?
TheFranchiseKing.com.
And the book is called Become a Franchise Owner. Hey, Joel, keep up the good work. Come back soon.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Joel Lababa, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best.
All right.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.